The Peoria Rivermen have had the best record in the Southern Professional Hockey League in 5 of the last 6 years, but due to COVID-19, they won't be playing this season.
We really have no path forward the way the state mandates prohibit large gatherings right now. You know, the most people we could have inside Garber Arena would be 50 people.
That's Bart Rogers, franchise owner and chief operating officer. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies. On Deck helps you start each day with an update on what's happening in our community, brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unlin.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Friday, October 9th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. This year, a large segment of the population is choosing to mail in their ballots as opposed to voting in person. Student reporter Olivia Streeter explains how local election authorities are handling the influx.
Thomas Bride, executive director of the Peoria County Election Commission, says that as of October 6th, the Election Commission has mailed out roughly 31,000 ballots, and 12,000 of those have already been returned. Bride says that requests for mail-in ballots are still coming in.
Yesterday was 164 requests, but today we'll probably have a couple hundred or more requests. So it hasn't stopped. It's slowed down, but it hasn't stopped on the request for the vote by mail.
Bride says that there was also an increase in early voting this year.
We've also had a really good turnout so far for early voting. We've had about almost 4,300 people who have voted early. So that number is up from where we were 4 years ago, too. There just seems to be a lot of enthusiasm to vote early.
John Ackerman, Tazewell County Clerk, says his office has mailed out 15,600 ballots so far. Ackerman says that how you vote doesn't matter. The importance is the act itself.
There's three main ways you can vote in the state of Illinois. You can vote in person on Election Day, you can vote in person early, and then you can vote by mail. We're not promoting any one of them over the other. It's up to everybody to make the decision of what's best for them.
Bride and Ackerman both encourage all voters to apply for mail-in voting well before the October 29th deadline to ensure time for applications to be processed. For more information about voting, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Three more Tazewell County residents from outbreak long-term care facilities have died from COVID-19-related complications. This brings the Tri-County region's death toll from the pandemic to 94. A third resident of the UAW Senior Citizen Center in Pekin has contracted Legionnaires' disease, and the Peoria City County Health Department is urging restaurants to develop winter dining plans. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The Peoria Rivermen have won 215 games over the past 6 years, finishing atop the league standings 5 times. They were in first place again in March when COVID-19 halted the season. But now fans have to wait another year to see the players back on the ice at Carver Arena. This week, the team announced it will not participate in the upcoming SPHL season. Franchise owner Bart Rogers says it's a sad moment for the organization.
To have to shut the season down for this upcoming year when, you know, players should be coming in this weekend and getting ready for opening night is, you know, definitely not the thing that we wanted to do. But we really have no path forward the way the state mandates prohibit large gatherings right now. You know, the most people we could have inside Carver Arena would be 50 people. And, you know, with a $1.6 to $1.7 million operating budget and no revenue coming in, it's probably not the wisest business decision to move forward.
In making the decision, were travel expenses as a Midwestern team in the SPHL among your concerns?
You know, there's a lot of things that are at issue and a lot of things that even the 5 teams, you know, going forward are going to be at huge, huge financial risk. The expenses aren't down. They're actually going crazily through the roof because of COVID, from liability insurance to work comp insurance to the testing. I mean, just for the testing alone, for us to do that with our team, we estimated at around $60,000 to $70,000 just to test our players every 7 to 10 days, as well as our staff.
Beyond this season, assuming the pandemic subsides, what are the plans for the Rivermen franchise moving forward?
We are 100% back for 2021-22. We've got some business to do to call all of our season ticket holders to make sure that they understand the process moving forward, that we'll be back. We already had, you know, over half, probably 70% of our sponsorship already sold. Most of the time we have about a 5-month window to try and renew those sponsorships. And, you know, we were being forced, you know, if we would have tried to go, to try and go in a night, less than a 90-day window to try and get ready for the season. And that just wasn't going to work. And, you know, again, because of the state mandates, if we can't have, you know, at least 2,000 to 2,500 people here, you know, financially don't work for us to even play a season.
How much more difficult is this decision considering the success the team has had on the ice the past few years?
We've been blessed to have Coach Trudell behind the bench. You know, we've finished 5 of the last 6 years with the best record in the league throughout the regular season. We made it to the finals a few years. You know, we've had a great, great run on the ice, and we were in first place when we had to shut the season down in March. I think we had one of the better teams we've had here in the 7 years of our existence in the SPHL. So the players all become free agents. None of the league owners wanted to hamper, you know, their ability to possibly still play. So those guys can go play on any of the 5 teams that are playing, and then we hold their rights to actually bring them back when we're ready to go the following October.
How has Coach Jean-Guy Trudell had to deal with this cancellation and potentially putting a team back together a year from now?
I'm on the business side, and I let him do everything on the hockey side. And, you know, he's an unbelievable coach, but should be at one or two levels higher than where he is right now. And, you know, he was saddened because he had most of the guys that were on that team in March coming back to try and finish kind of the business they weren't able to do on the ice. And, you know, I'm guessing we'll have, you know, a good host of those guys back, 8 to 10 guys back from that team. And then no doubt we'll have a great team on and off the ice to come back stronger in 21-22.
That's Riverman owner Bart Rogers talking to our own Joe Deacon. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.